Thank you for tuning in to All Things Real Estate. Once again, here are your hosts, Brad Avergon and Gary Kelly.
We're back with All Things Real Estate. I'm Gary Kelly with Castanet Realty Group, and I'm joined by Brad Avergon, the always debonair loan officer, loan originator, loan whatever from Fairway Independent Mortgage. Still independent after all these years.
Still independent. Yes, sir.
So, Brad, we were talking about your thoughts on dressing houses. Why do you carry that on?
You know what? Because, I don't know, it's one of those things that when you look at the staging, everything looks perfect. It looks, nothing is untouched. Now, let me clue you in on a little secret. No one lives that way, that I know anyway. No one lives that way. You got kids running around, you got dogs running around, you got all this other stuff. It doesn't look like that picture perfect. But for some reason, you have to dress up the house really nicely for it to have that appeal, as opposed to have kids running around and dogs running around when people came to look at it. I don't think that would have that same kind of oomph.
So you're in the money business.
Yeah.
Okay. Do people take out loans to do staging and prep for houses and stuff like that?
No, I've never seen them do that. I've seen them buy things on their credit cards, and then, when the house is sold, they return some of those items. I've seen that. I've seen people do certain things. Sometimes they've used an equity line if they need to do some, like, not just buy a couple of $100 worth of stuff, but if they have to do something like put hardwood floors in or paint or redo carpeting or something like that, I have seen them use equity lines to do that before, because they're interest only. And then when the house sells, that equity line gets paid off anyway. So I have seen
There is a company called Curbio that will give you money to renovate your house. Renovate may be too strong a word, but to decorate your house. They come in, it's their contractors. They hold the purse strings, and then they put a lien against the house. So you can't sell the house without them getting paid off. But it's all about, how do we make the house appeal to the broadest group of people possible? I'm not aware of anybody going out and doing loans to do that. It's interesting.
It is. One of the things that I find interesting is and you were commenting on this the first half of the show, is that some of the things are very timely. And I'll give you a perfect example of that. So when we were selling our house, black mulch was in. Now, I had plenty of brown mulch in the garden. It was all well and good, but I had a white house with black shutters, and black mulch, I was told, would make this house pop. So sure enough, I went out there and I put black mulch all around the house, ruined my favorite t-shirt to do it. But that was a timely thing. That was in back then. I know gray was in for kitchens for a while, this gray color for cabinets and things like that. So Gary, tell me, do a lot of these fashions go in and out, and you and Sue kind of have to stay on top of that, and you encourage your clients to kind of like...
Fashions definitely go in and out. Would appear to be on the tail end of the gray thing. Now it seems to be more of a, I'm going to say green. I was told once it was seafoam, which Sue would kill me for saying, but it's that kind of color. And frankly, the beige is coming back. So I need granimals to get dressed in the morning. Okay.
Myself as well.
As I sit here now, I don't know if you can see my beautiful jeans. Nice blue jeans.
Lovely.
Wonderful.
Lovely.
Yeah, they're timeless. Ever since Levi came out with them. And this is a flannel. So, yeah, but it's got the company logo on it. So that's what's important, I suppose. But the idea is, I'm not a fashion guy. I do read GQ magazine. And for the life of me, they were in there the other day saying that they were really excited that some guy was wearing this really cheap watch. It was only $500. I'm like, $500 for a watch? And I'm a guy that used to have watches when I worked in corporate America. Having a nice, thin watch was important. I was never someone that went for the towering watch. I wanted a thin watch. But today, I carry this.
Yeah.
And it tells me the time. I don't carry a watch. I don't like that. And so, you know, is this a stylish thing? No, I don't think so. But it's certainly functional. And it's
I think there's a difference. I think there's a lot of people. So my brother is an avid watch collector. Has some beautiful, beautiful watches. But he's got a cell phone too, and that kind of tells him the time. But it's a fashion. It's a fashion thing. It's a fashion statement, I think, for him and for a lot of other people. And I think sometimes when they're looking at their homes, I know when we did our home, we had an interior decorator, and we paid her ungodly sums of money, and blah 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 blah. And I was having trouble digesting it, but love my wife and happy wife, happy life. So we went ahead and did that.
For me, that's one of the things is I've gone down the interior decorator path, and you know they'll come in, at least the ones that we use, and say, "Well, what's your style?" I don't know. Shabby chic? I don't know. And I don't know. I remember one time hiring a decorator that came into, I had sold my house and I was living in an apartment, and she moved things around, and it was like coming home was like going to Disneyland. Every room was a little bit different, and she did a great job, and that was fun, but I don't want to live that way. And whatever, it is what it is.
Yeah, so. I think dressing a home, this is why I keep using the term dressing a home. It's a little bit of a fashion statement on a home, and it allows people to say this home is up to fashion, right? It's up to date. It's current. It's, you know, and I would imagine that it communicates that either overtly or subliminally by saying, listen, if it looks up to, if it's dressed like the current fashion statement, the way homes look like on HGTV, then the rest of the home is up to date too. And that's probably a good thing, right? You want to communicate that the home is updated. It's been well-maintained.
Yeah, I think people can go nuts with that stuff. I remember talking to someone who was selling a house on Presidential Lane in Southborough, and she was going through and replacing all the door hardware because her real estate agent had said, you have to do that so that the house looks updated. And changing the hinges out. And she did. And she got big bucks. So,
I remember we had to change out some light fixtures because we had, and they were perfectly functional, the old brass and glass light fixtures, as opposed to the LED all glass light fixtures that they have now. And so brass was out. Okay, I guess we have to change it. So there's certain things, you know, obviously as a realtor, you try to encourage your clients to do things that are not going to be too expensive, but that are going to get you your most bang for your buck, so to speak, with some of those things. But there are things that I kind of scratch my head going, this is a perfectly good functional, you know, light. It was cutting edge at its time, which was probably 20 years ago. You know what I mean? So it's just one of those things that it can be challenging to understand, but it is important, and it can change the price, right? I mean, when you got a house that's dressed, doesn't that make a difference?
Oh, it does. When I sold my condo, Sue came in, and you know, Sue was my agent. So Sue's giving me an assessment, and yeah, it had all been painted and all that. She comes in and she says, oh, countertop, black granite, very not good. And frankly, I reacted just like a consumer. I am not changing the countertop. I'm not going to do it. It's black. It's been black. And it'll be black for a long time.
I hear that. I hear you. Yeah, it's certain things go over well, other things not so well. But I think you bring up a point, which is certain things you can, like paint is pretty cheap to change a color,
right?
You know, especially if you picked a color that was not neutral. Let's say you picked a color, I want a feature wall, and the wall's going to be black. You know, that might have appealed to you. I know my son was into that that might appeal to him. But for somebody coming in, you want light, you want airy. The other thing is this is killed me when I had to do it, but we had to take the window dressings down that I paid tremendously large sums of money for. We had to take them down because they
naked windows are in.
The light. They needed to have light in the house. Right. Makes sense. I just, you know, but that's where you bring in the professionals, right? Because you're not buying your own house. Somebody else has to, and that's where having a professional can tell you, this is going to make your house sell faster for more money.
But as you know, the professionals don't always agree. No, you can have one come in and say, do it one way. And then the house sits there and someone else comes in and says, well, yeah, you should have. You don't have any curtains up? Of course it's not going to sell if you don't have curtains. And you get into that conundrum of what do I do and who do I believe? And it can be very annoying and costly.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And so you do have to kind of find the person that you're going to go with and go with their philosophy. But you also bring up that, like, sometimes you tell those professionals, like you did to Sue, I'm not changing those black countertops. We had a beautiful, I mean, we had family pictures taken there, beautiful weeping willow in our front yard of our other home. And one of the agents came in and said, you need to cut that down. I said, I planted that tree when my daughter was born. There's no way in hell that that tree is coming down. And it didn't come down. The house sold. The first thing the guy did was take the tree down. It broke my heart personally, but it wasn't my house anymore. Right. It was blocking his view. He wanted the tree down.
Right. Brad, parting words from the world of finance. We didn't talk much finance this show.
Listen to professionals, get your house dressed to sell, and then come to me for a mortgage. That's my parting words.
Perfect. And Brad, how do they reach you?
Best way to reach me is via my cell phone, which is 978-375-5531, or via email at brad@bradavergon.com. And Gary, how do they reach you?
I'm Gary at movewithgary.com, and it's 508-733-6005. Brad, thank you. I appreciate your staying dressed for the whole show.
Gary, you are the couturier of casas. Have a great day.
I'm going to look that up.
Once again, thank you for watching All Things Real Estate. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to Brad or Gary.